Ko te wai nai nei te kaumanati mai whā karaka I te ahi-ahi, rau ki te kōrero I a koutou kātō ko Claudette Hauiti tēnei, ko au te kaipāpā homo tēnei hōtaka Drive with Claudette. Ka huri ahau ki te wai nai nei, ki te kōrero ki te tōranga pū, tangata tōranga pū, mō tēnei ahi-ahi, Shane Tapau, he joins us now. Me tukumihi ki a koe, brother. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Kia ora.
Mm. So I just want to pick up a something that was brought up in the House today. I want your opinion, please. The Māori Party they brought it up in a question to Minister Andrew Little, Minister for GBSIS or whatever it is.
You know
what I'm talking about.
Internal spying agency, basically.
Kapai, thank you. A task force on investigating white supremacy and their rhetoric against Māori. Pehi Te Whakaaru, what's your thoughts?
I know I'm on the side of the Māori Party over this. Look, we saw, and rightfully so, we saw the police act very quickly when threats were made against, allegedly made against the MP for Pakaranga. I've seen the video in question. It's terrible. It's forthright. It's aggressive. It does threaten to expunge a whole lot of people, and the police were slow on the uptake. The reality is what happened is that a Māori person on Twitter, who's very knowledgeable on these things, was able to track down the ISP, was able to track down the person who was responsible for, and did the work that the police ought to have done. And I think the other thing is what we've learned over after Christchurch is you just simply cannot take these things lightly, and an investigation ought to be had in terms of are the police focusing in the right area, and are they doing their job. So I fully support where the Māori Party is at.
One of the things that we need to think about and to have a national discussion on is freedom of speech. So on the one hand, with some rhetoric around Pākehā talking about Māori, about separatism, they're held up as freedom of speech. But when Māori talk about Pākehā or talk about tenoranga teretanga, then it is called racist. So we really need to have a national discussion, do you not think, around how far we go with freedom of speech?
I think we do. This is a test for freedom of speech. You can't go to a packed cinema and yell fire. That's not freedom of speech. That's putting people at immediate threat. Immediate risk. And this is what the guy on YouTube did. And in my view, the police were slow to act on the matter. I think that the dialogue is an interesting one to have. But when threats are made, when they are obvious, when they are blatantly racist, as it was in this case, needs to be acted upon. But also, I think the conversation needs to be had here. If you up the rhetoric in Parliament, it gives people who may not be as nuanced and gives people who may not be as balanced, it gives them a license to do the sort of things that we're talking about. So, our leadership needs to think about that. And I've been quite pleased with that. Prime Minister really hasn't engaged at that level with Judith Collins. And she's done that, I think, purposefully. And that is just to try and tone down the rhetoric, because it's that type of rhetoric that gets wind behind the fire, and then you get the crazy people act as they have recently. So yeah, a bit of responsibility is needed all around.
Another issue that has cropped up, and that is around our whakawhanaungatanga, the concept of whakawhanaungatanga. When our ministers and our members of parliament meet with Māori, they're meeting with whānau, they're meeting with hapū, they're meeting with iwi. And so when our mate Willie Jackson, as the Minister of Māori Economic Development, meets with gang members and the Mangere Mob Kingdom chapter in Waikato, is he not meeting with Māori? Is he not meeting with whānau? Isn't that not his job?
It is his job, and it's nothing new. We've been doing that for generations. Rob Meldoon was probably the first to do it. John Key has met with gang members, gang leaders, rightfully so, as did as did Tariana when she was a member of the National Māori Māori Party Coalition. We do this all the time. And I've got to say, I have sort of 3 points on this issue. First of all, I believe in redemption. You know, the reality is you can't save all the souls that exist in that gang environment, but you can save some. And, you know, Claudette, you work in Ngā Whare Wāte Marae. You have senior social workers that have been gang members, that have learned from that experience, can deal with the whānau of gang members, can deal with the partners from a lived experience. They are the best people to transect redemption, and I just think it makes sense at a whole lot of levels. The other thing is that I've been in those huis. I've been in those huis, and I've seen Māori politicians being upfront with the gang, say, hey, we're here to help, but you've got to stop beating up your woman, you've got to stop selling drugs to our kids. They're quite upfront about it. They're quite confrontational about it. They don't shy away from that issue, but they also bring with them a message of hope and help. And that's the message that ought to be delivered in terms of any community in need. What's happening on the other side of it is that Simeon Brown and your Ngāpuhi relation, David Seymour, are just simply upping the ante, upping the rhetoric to get the so-called law and order vote. And you know what? In the long term, it doesn't work because it doesn't make the gangs go away. We can't arrest ourselves out of the situation. Even the police have realised that those gang members and those whānau, particularly partners, and we're talking about Māori women, who want to engage constructively, we need to do that because that's how you offer hope and that's how you offer a way out.
Absolutely. Anything else that has taken your attention, that's piqued your attention this week in the House particularly, or anything in politics?
Oh, no, I've been really keen that we've now got five or six people supporting Mason Jury in terms of the Māori Health Authority. It's really taking shape. We've got some experienced people. We've got people who've worked in the health sector at the grassroots level and managerial level, and I'm really hopeful. So we've had the policy announcements, we've had the Pūtea sort of side, now we're looking at the structure. So yeah, I'm very hopeful for the Māori Health Authority. Things are coming into line. We've also had a poll recently where there was a little bit of just a 2 or 3% drop by the government, more of a bounce than a drop really. And I think that by and large, the budget, which said, yes, we need to put more resources around people that are beneficiaries, that we need to put more resources around health and education infrastructure, I think by and large, it's getting quite a good response.
Absolutely. Can I just pick up on another tuck-air, and that is around the significant natural areas. Yes. It seems to be a really big problem for our whānau in the far north. The Far North District Council has not been, had not presented it to iwi for discussion a couple of years ago when it came out. The issue that I have is James Shaw, the Conservation Minister, he was on with Tu Whenua Rō Ngā Tanaheda this morning. He doesn't seem to like the robustness of the SNAs, but it came in under Eugenie Sage previously when she was the minister, a minister. My concern is that the Green Party seemed to be a little bit wee-wee-wah-wah when it comes to issues around environment and conservation and its impact on tangata whenua, mana whenua. They don't seem to really think very deeply about what it is that they're doing. Do you think that this might... You know, this issue, there's the issue around oil and licensing and Taranaki as an example, again, under the Greens.
I think there are big picture answers to this. First of all, the situation in terms of Northland would not have existed, in my view, if they had more Māori at the table. And it's a very good practical reason why we need Māori wards. So that's the big fix to this. And I also think the big fix to the environmental issues, because there are issues of significance and importance that fall within the private sector, that fall within the Department of Conservation, and fall within the Māori gamut. There are issues that affect everybody in terms of that platform, and the answer again is co-governance.